The International Criminal Court at The Hague announced today that it has acquitted the former president of Ivory Coast. Laurent Gbagbo was charged 8 years ago with crimes against humanity. The allegations stemmed from his disputed election in 2010. Unrest that followed the vote left 3,000 people dead and 500,000 people displaced in Ivory Coast. But today in The Hague, Gbagbo supporters cheered and celebrated his acquittal. My BBC colleague Anna Holligan was outside the court when the ICC announced its verdict.
Laurent Gbagbo has always had a lot of support, a lot of people who are willing to travel here to support him as he battles to clear his name. I met his daughter, Marie, earlier, and she said, well, this is a vindication. We always knew he was innocent. And they have been very loyal in their attendance. I was sitting in the public gallery as the judge delivered his decision earlier, next to a man who threw his fist in the air. They were cheering, throwing victory signs, so much so, in fact, that the judge had to ask people to calm down, otherwise he would have to evacuate the court. But of course, there has been so much talk, as there always is, when we talk about the ICC, about how damaging this has been to the court's credibility. And I think it's really important for us to set out the kind of different arms, because it's the ICC, but it's the prosecution that came on in for so much criticism today. Failure after failure after failure, the judges outlined. They said they'd failed to provide the evidence. They'd failed to demonstrate that there was any kind of state or organizational involvement in the alleged crimes. Anyway, there are a lot of people who are saying, well, actually, this is a very good day for international justice, because it shows justice isn't always about finding people guilty. If people are innocent, or if the evidence hasn't been presented, then they must be acquitted. And that's exactly what happened here at the ICC today.
The BBC's Anna Holligan at the International Criminal Court in The Hague today. Meanwhile, in Ivory Coast, largest city of Abidjan, the court ruling was celebrated by some, and others were angered, especially victims of the violence that followed the 2010 election. I asked Valerie Boni with the BBC's Africa Service what some Ivorians think Gbagbo is guilty of.
A lot of people say Laurent Gbagbo attacked, for example, women in a market in Abobo. It was a case of the ICC, or gives an order to kill some people. But it's difficult to know if he really said that, or if it's only his supporter who did it. And this is, I think, the problem of the ICC.
What are Ivorians saying today about the legitimacy of the ICC?
For the supporter of Laurent Gbagbo, it's the justice now that the ICC say he can be free, because, of course, they support him. But for other people, they say even if a lot of African president and African person are in the ICC, they still believe in the neutrality of the ICC.
Really? They believe in the neutrality? Because if you go down the list of people who are indicted by the ICC, it's almost all Africans. Is there a sense that the ICC has it in for Africa?
A lot of people say, yes, it's only about African people. But if this person, if they don't face the justice in their own country, nobody will talk about what happened to the victims.
And the victims in this case being some 3,000 people and their families who are still alive.
Yes, and today the victims are very, very angry by the decision of the ICC. For them, the ICC denies the justice to them. It's like they are the sacrifice of the crisis. And they are very angry. Some of them were crying. And it was very difficult for them to hear this decision.
Are Ivorians expecting to see Gbagbo soon? What's supposed to happen to him now?
It's difficult to say, because Laurent Gbagbo was condemned here at 20 years of prison. So,
Vale, you said he was sentenced to 20 years in prison in Ivory Coast already.
Yes. So if he come back here, he can go to jail. We don't know how the governments will react if Laurent Gbagbo arrives.
Why is Laurent Gbagbo so important to his supporters? What does he symbolize to them?
For them, it's Laurent Gbagbo, for his supporter, is like the president who supports the poor people, will do things for poor people, and is Pan-Africanist too, and is a big symbol for them. And when Laurent Gbagbo was sent to jail, it was a really big shock for their supporter. And since then, they say they cannot have reconciliation in Ivory Coast if Laurent Gbagbo is not there.
That's Valerie Bonny with the BBC's Africa Service speaking from Abidjan, Ivory Coast, with reaction to the International Criminal Court acquitting former President Laurent Gbagbo.